How did all these stories about Abraham ever come down to us? How do we know about Abraham? I mean, we estimate that he was around about 1760 BC, and Moses is 1200 BC, so the 500-year gap when all the stories were carried on about Abraham. What an impression he must have made. And he had this promise from God, though he was childless at this point. Your posterity will be like the stars in the sky or the sands on the seashore. And it's true, huh? We were all children of Abraham. And so it's true. Here we have an example of magnanimity. Lot wants, you know, says to Lot, take your pick. Lot looks around. Well, if you've never been there, you know, that up in the hill country, there's not any great place to farm, really. Starting maybe out in the Valley of Dothan, it should start north. But down around the Jordan Valley, there's water, there's flat land. In fact, Jericho used to be called the City of the Palms. There were so many palm trees all around it. So Lot said, I'll take that. Abram went south then to Hebron and pitched his tent. He stayed there, and that's where many things happened that we'll probably hear about as we go through now. And that's why the refrain of the psalm is, he who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord forever. Does justice. Now, was Abraham just in what he did? Well, you know, you all know the word for justice now, right? And just. What's the word for just? Tzedek. You didn't forget already. Anyway, tzedek is the word. And it kind of has a sense of straight and so forth. So, and a person who is just is a tzaddik. Now, what is that virtue, that justice, you see? It's honoring the truth of every relationship, whether the relationship be the cab driver or your cousin, or honoring the truth of every relationship. So Abraham is tzaddik. He honors the truth. He lets his nephew make the first choice. Go. I'll take, you know. And then he goes, and there he is. And of course, he's heading right for Sodom and Gomorrah. And the other guy, he's up in the mountains, well, in the higher land anyway. And God says to you, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky and the grains of sand. And you know, this is desert, huh? So you know how many grains there are. God is tzaddik. He promised Abraham, and he will keep it. And though those of us, you see, who honor that in Jesus, his own son, divine son, all the promises to Abraham are fulfilled. And if we believe that, then we are justified, huh? We are made. We're honoring the basic truth to God of our relationship. We believe him. Now we got to get going on the rest of the world. Honor all relationships. And so that's what all of this is about here with Abram. He's still called Abram. In a little while, God's going to say, you're not Abram, which is probably an abbreviation of Abiram. My father is exalted. You are going to be called Abraham, the father of a multitude. And so that's the... And that will come pretty soon now when Abram, which is tomorrow, Abram wants to buy a cave to bury Sarah and his family. No, first we'd have the...
tomorrow we have the covenant between God and Abram. And I'll tell you tomorrow. We've got to go on. Yeah. But our Lord's teaching, don't give what is holy to dogs or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. So there are things we know that we have to help other people grow before we can help tell them. But the basics, God the Father loves you. Jesus Christ is his Son. He died in an act of love to save you from sin. And if you accept that offer, you will be part of God's family. That's the basic message, right? And so that's what we preach. However we preach it. And so do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, the golden rule, every culture has a form of this golden rule. And Jesus says, that's the law and the prophets. If you do that, Kant has it too, you know, who's an atheist. There's this golden rule. And then, but use your head, folks, look around. You see how easy it is to go astray, to get stuck in money or power or pleasure or revenge or whatever. He said, go through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. And you say, oh gosh. All you have to do is pick up the paper. Look at the television. How Satan has bewitched so many people. You see how important it is to preach the gospel? How many out there the Lord wants to touch with the good news, but they got to hear it. And before they can hear it, they got to see it. That's us. The hippies used to say, you know, man, I can't hear what you're saying because who you are is talking too loud. And which is a good little phrase, you know. So our job is to be credible. To be credible. And go through the narrow gate. That is, you know, give up sin and pursue the Lord and share his heart for the good of the whole world.